All right, tequila lovers. Last time we found out if you were a tequila snob, but today we're taking it up a notch. This is the nerdy edition. If you ace this one, you don't just drink tequila. You're the guy or gal that lectures the bartender about a Tahona. Let's see what you've got. Question number one. When tequila is made using a Tahona, what does it mean? A, the agave is crushed with a giant volcanic stone wheel. B, someone just yells, Tahona, really loud at the agave. C, tequila infused with lava rocks. All right, that one was a little crazy. The answer is A massive volcanic wheel does all the crushing. The other two options just sound painful or like something a marketing team would try. Question number two, what does NOM stand for on a tequila bottle? Is it A, Norma Oficial Mexicana? B, National Origin Maker? Or C, no other meaning? The answer is A. It's the official standard, and it tells you the distillery. B and C are what people say when they pretend to know. Pro tip, if someone says it stands for no other meaning, you're allowed to take their tequila away. Question number three. How long must tequila legally age to be called an añejo? 6 months, 1 year, or 3 years? The answer is B, at least 1 year. But less than 3 years. Over 3 years becomes an extra añejo. Basically, tequila ages like cheese. Leave it in too long and suddenly it's expensive and fancy. Question number four. High-proof tequilas are bottled above the standard 40% ABV. Why do distillers release them? A, to mask additives. B, to showcase the pure character of agave. Or C, because tequila lovers secretly want a built-in flamethrower. Correct answer is B, to highlight the agave's raw character and complexity. Question number five. Which of these is not an official tequila category? Blanco, A? Cristalino, B? Or Reposado, C? The answer B, Cristalino. It is a legal category. It's just tequila in a witness protection program. It's basically an añejo or a repo that's gone through a filter to take all of the flavor and color. So how did you do? A 0 to 2, you're still stuck at margarita night. A 3 to 4, you're officially a tequila nerd at your next party. And if you got 5 for 5, you might be Felipe Camarena's new apprentice. Drop your score in the comments, hit subscribe, and remember, drink responsibly, but brag about your tequila knowledge irresponsibly. Salute. Have a great night.